T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does it seem that as a way to cut costs or save money here, Jared, the major league clubs, more of them are looking at eliminating a significant chunk of their minor league system? Where do we stand here?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, even before the pandemic hit, there was a lot of talk of eliminating some of the lowest level minor league clubs across the league. And you know, that's tough because that's where I got my start, not as a player, but as a broadcaster in Great Falls, Montana. And that would be one of the franchises that would be eliminated. And, you know, a lot of these towns, that's their primary source of entertainment in the summer. And they really rally behind these teams, even if it's not a big market, bringing in big bucks. But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of factors in play. I think the financial side of it is a big one. And, you know, that's less players that major league clubs would be responsible for. And, you know, I think as much as we look at this as a sport and a game, and the best parts of baseball are just that, it's the game side of it. It's the sports side. It's still a business. And this appears to be a business decision. And, you know, what we've seen with the minor leaguers getting released here this week, you know, on one hand, a lot of these guys would have been released if spring training would have proceeded as normal without the pandemic. Some guys are probably casualties just of the pandemic and what changes are being made. But no matter the case, they're all in really tough spots because, you know, they're likely not going to be able to find a team right away. You know, if this were spring training per usual and Joe Player got cut, as he, you know, has been cut this week, then he'd probably have an opportunity to immediately join another organization and immediately get paid, no matter how big or small that agreement would be. But teams aren't going to be rushing to sign minor league free agents right now because there might not be a need for them. And teams aren't looking to spend a lot of money when they don't have to. So it's really unfortunate for a lot of these guys. You know, I don't blame the clubs for doing it. At some point, you know, they're going to have to trim their rosters, but the timing is terrible because these guys are going to have to wait several months before they sign a contract. You know, maybe a special few hidden gems, maybe an organization sees a guy that got released and they've really been on him and they like him. Maybe, you know, a few of those guys will be plucked right away, but most won't. And you know, that's what's really unfortunate and tough about the situation.
Obviously, the Rangers ownership has an overflowing plate right now. But, Jared, how does this impact a minor league club like the Frisco Rough Riders?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, with minor league teams, unlike major league teams, they need fans to make money. They don't have TV deals that can bring in revenue that makes up for the lack of gate revenue that, you know, they would normally receive. So no matter whether it's the lowest level of the minor leagues or AAA, you know, there aren't TV deals that can help make money for these clubs. And so jobs, if they haven't been already, are going to be lost or furloughed. Maybe positions just outright get eliminated because, you know, minor league teams, they, you know, they work on a budget, just as anyone does. But theirs at times is a little tighter and, you know, they're forced to be creative. You know, that's why you always hear that, you know, people that work for minor league teams, they wear several hats. And I imagine the lucky few who are able to maintain jobs if there's not a minor league season are just going to add more hats to their plate of responsibilities. So, you know, even a market like Frisco, that's one of the flagship minor league organizations. You know, a year of no baseball, a year of no real revenue, that's tough. And, you know, I think Frisco, I hope, I'm hopeful that Frisco can survive this and just take a big hit and then work on recovering in the future. But not every minor league team is so fortunate, or at least the ownership group that supports these minor league teams, you know, isn't going to be so fortunate. So, you know, it doesn't look like you're going to have a minor league season, certainly not in the traditional sense. You're going to have some minor leaguers that remain active throughout the season, if there is a season, because of the roster rules that are going to be put in place. But you're not going to have the Texas League, and you're not going to have the Pacific Coast League or the International League, it doesn't seem. And so it's going to be incredibly tough, because these teams rely on gate revenue, and that's the advantage that the major league teams have. Not that you know, the lack of gate isn't going to be a loss. It will be felt, but they still have these multi-million dollar TV deals that will help earn them some money. The minor league teams don't have that option. So it's going to be significant. And if there is no baseball at all, the damages across the league are going to be felt for years, I'd imagine. Certainly at the minor league level, it's going to be tough for a lot of these minor league teams to rebound and not have to make considerable changes.
Is there a deadline the MLB owners and players are facing to get something done to ensure that there will be some kind of season this year?
You know, there's not like a hard deadline, but I'd imagine if something isn't in place this time next week, that could be bad. Just simply because at some point you got to get things going. You got to start the wheels on the season, because there is going to be a ramp up period, you know, spring training phase two, or however you want to characterize it. And while we don't specifically know how long it's going to be, it's not going to be a 1 or 2 week thing. You know, it might not be a 6 to 8 week thing, but probably somewhere in between. And so in order to, you know, get the 82 games that the owners want, or maybe it's the 100 games that apparently the players have come back and countered with, in addition to, you know, a proper playoff setup, particularly if there are more playoff teams, which is something that's on the table, at some point they just got to get this thing going. And so, you know, they're having the negotiations, and, you know, I don't know if anything's going to be reached, you know, by the end of this week. I certainly hope, you know, I hope for that update. But my guess is that something's got to be put into place this time next week. If not, Chris, I'd tell you that, you know, again, there's no hard deadline. It's not like once the clock strikes midnight, you know, next Friday, nothing is possible of being achieved. I just think that it's going to have to be a more creative solution in which you kind of reshuffle the plans. Just as the days pass, that's less time you have to get everything going and get everything set up in the template that has sort of been presented to the players or to the owners, vice versa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.